Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
As we've been reporting in the headlines, the European Parliament has voted to adopt all texts aiming to reform asylum policies, which charities have said will make it harder for refugees to seek protection. The new Migration and Asylum Pact is a package of 10 laws drawn up after years of negotiations that aim to get European Union countries to act together on migration. Well, for more on all of this, we're joined now by Fine Gael MEP Maria Walsh and Sinn Féin TD Pádraig McLoughlin, and you're both welcome. Maria Walsh, to yourself first, you might just briefly for our listeners explain what this pact is and why MEPs were voting on it.
Yeah, good evening, Sarah, and thanks very much for covering such a large piece of legislation, probably the biggest and most important piece of legislation that we passed in this term. For your listeners, so over the last 10 years, if not more, there has been multiple disagreements and political debate on the movement of people. And the pact is the first ever comprehensive EU plan to address migration across the 27 member states and ultimately sets the course for us working in a solidarity pact. We share a common external border, and therefore, in my eyes, EU migration has to be a shared European challenge that requires us to work together. And for those listening from an Irish perspective, the pact, and may I just stress, it will be 2 years between today's vote and when it's implemented.
Okay.
For member states to. I just want to flag, though, from an Irish perspective, the pact will allow us to actually control and have control over our immigration system, reduce the number of applicants we have to process, and make it easier for the ability to return people who are not entitled to stay here to other European countries or back to the country they've originated from.
Well, that sort of was my next question. What are the main changes? So you're saying, in your view, this will allow us to reduce the number of applicants that we accept and deport people quicker. Are they the two main changes?
I mean, there are many as two. It's essentially, in my eyes, a very fair, firm and efficient way of managing across the EU member states the movement of people. So there's two ways, if you don't mind me walking through. You've one where everyone's screened and registered through a piece of legislation we voted on today called Eurodact, and if needed of international protection or asylum, they move through the process. Much better protection for younger people within that, may I stress. And if they don't have a right to asylum or international protection, then there's a swift process of return.
Okay.
And that is done often through, right now, countries like Italy and Greece, Malta, who are receiving thousands. And this pact is us working in that, in solidarity, and ensuring that the most vulnerable that need protection are cared for, okay, and those need a swift return are returned.
A number of organisations such as Amnesty don't agree with that, but we might get back to that in a second. I want to hear why Pádraig McLoughlin and Sinn Féin are opposed to this. Can you talk me through it?
Well, our position is there are two aspects of it that we believe that Ireland should opt into. That's the asylum and migration management regulations. That would be where we could return an asylum applicant back to the first country that they apply to. So we need to be part of a European partnership on that. We also agree with the Eurodac, which is around the sharing of fingerprint data. And again, that has to be done at a cross-European level. But in relation to the rest of it, we would urge caution to the government. We would say that, you know, we need to have flexibility. We need to have sovereignty over our own internal border.
Not?
Well, I have to say that if you look at the way the government have handled this whole issue of immigration in recent times, it has been a shambles. If you look at the lack of consultation with communities, if you look at the enrichment of small numbers of property owners.
Well, none of that is anything to do with sovereignty, though.
Well, if you look at the issue of a range of these regulations, if they're applied to Ireland, it wouldn't allow us to look at, for example, right now, if you look at our health services, our housing system first and foremost, our school places. Like, we are particularly grave in the shortage of those across communities.
But none of that has to do with sovereignty. I'm just interested in your use of the term sovereignty, because I also saw your use or Sinn Féin's use of open borders in relation to this bill. Pat Daly, your justice spokesperson, saying that Sinn Féin's opposed to open borders. We don't have open borders either.
Well, you know, just to be clear, I mean, if you look at one of the big problems we've had is that, you know, we haven't been looking at the whole issue of all of the immigrants have come into the country in terms of, you know, the documentation, in terms of looking at the whole area of safe countries and areas that would not be safe. And then, of course, when people have been refused after many appeals, they get to remain in the country. So we need to have a system that is fair.
Okay,
efficient,
but none of
rigorous.
That is open borders. Just to be clear, because I just want to be clear what Sinn Féin are saying here, because you've put in the term we have to be careful of our sovereignty and we're opposed to open borders. None of what you've said makes it clear to me how this threatens our sovereignty or leads to open borders.
Well, I think the big problem that we've had in recent times is our own government have failed to have a fair, efficient system that reassures communities, you know, in terms of all of the issues that people have expressed concerns about. And you know, if we look at, you know, our need to have control over this moving forward, like, we need, as an independent state, as a neutral state internationally, to have control to reflect the realities of Irish. I mean,
let me ask Maria Walsh
crisis.
About this. Will we have control, Maria Walsh, or to what extent will we be ceding control to the EU under this, in your view?
Yeah, let me just make a couple of points there. The last time we heard that narrative around sovereignty and the us and them that polarised actually was about 5 minutes ago from the right in the European Parliament, but it was also in Brexit in 2016, which very much left now our third country, our neighbour, out on their own, dealing with an increase. In 2016, there was, I believe, just over 30,000 asylum applicants into the United Kingdom. That has rose to double, so over 60,000. So working alone, like Sinn Féin want to do, and protection of sovereignty, which is questionable. And then just to continue on, when we talk about national issues, and of course there's challenges, I'm not going to omit that. But what this pact is very different to what the deputy is sharing there. This is about us working with other member states to ensure that we have a very balanced, fair and adequate process
is it balanced and fair for people coming in? Because the Irish Refugee Council, for example, Nick Henderson has said he thinks the plan is very concerning, because he says it states that people, if they're eligible, would not be authorised to enter Ireland and will be accommodated at a designated location. He reckons that hints at some sort of detention centres.
Well, there's a point of arrival. I mean, to my point, can I just stress that the High Commissioner of the United Nations has approved this and has backed this.
Now,
not to take away from other points, but there's an independent monitoring body that is going to be set up by the Commission. We have, again, as I pointed out, 2 years to run into this to make sure and ensure fundamental rights is protected. And we are, by all standards, abide by international EU law. There is points of entry, which we have now. I visited Lesvos about 2 years ago, and I can tell you the fit for purpose we have now, the purpose we have now is not fit for purpose. Hence the reason why this pact is incredibly important, and it's disappointing when Irish and Irish MEPs and opposition members don't believe in it.
Maria Walsh, families, mothers and children being detained in detention centres and perhaps getting a shorter time to have their case heard before they're sent back to potentially difficult situations in their own lives in the countries from which they came?
Well, from this pact now, in the black and white of the text, there will be infrastructure put in place, so places for people to have that to have their applications.
Are they the detention centres?
From now, that we have 2 years in to work with member states to ensure, as I said, the independent monitoring body is not allowing for that. I mean, right now, right now we have issues with points of entry, like I mentioned, in terms of Moira Camp in 2020, Lesvos that I just visited.
All right,
so
I want to go back to Pádraig very briefly, if you don't mind. And Pádraig Walsh, Pádraig McLoughlin, excuse me, Maria Walsh making the point there that some of the phrases that you're using, she's hearing from the far right in the EU. What do you have to say to that?
Yeah, well, that's just nonsense. I mean, there are two countries that have a right to opt in and out of these types of pacts. That's Denmark and ourselves. And indeed, in the recent past, we have opted out of a range of issues in relation to migration and an asylum policy at European level. So what Sinn Féin is asking is reasonable, that we reflect the reality in our state that we have a housing crisis, that we have a health system that's in chaos, that we have a capacity challenge, and that we have the flexibility to meet our international responsibilities, which we must do in terms of genuine asylum seekers who come to our country, to meet those responsibilities, but in a way that reflects the reality in our country. And our concern would be around reception conditions directive, force majeure regulation, that we would be, our hands would be tied. We wouldn't have the capacity to have a system that reflects the reality. And you can see around Ireland right now, people are outraged at how the government's handling this issue.
All right. Thank you both very much for joining us. That is Pádraig McLoughlin and Maria Walsh.